Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
We're getting a lot of messages asking, are we doing breaking and entering this year?
Yep.
Absolutely. In fact, we're going to have it ready for you tomorrow morning around 7:20 Central. Now I'll give you the advance. Just go ahead and don't put on that mascara.
I won't. Okay.
Thanks, Al.
Yeah. It's pretty touching.
It's extremely touching and how a community has come together.
A lot of people are hearing the Christmas wishes we've granted so far, and they want to help specific families. And sometimes that's kind of difficult. But we do have the Christmas Wish Fund, and you can go on to KidNation.com and contribute.
Right.
There are some instances where we can connect you directly, but those are kind of difficult to navigate. But, and that way we can grant more wishes.
Exactly. And that fund's strictly for Christmas wishes. That's what we use it for. Mm-hmm. You've heard the ones we've done on air, but we also do some other ones off air.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah. There's some letters. Actually, there's some posted on Kid Nation, right?
Yeah.
That if you want to get involved.
Exactly. So those are there for you at KidNation.com.
Cool.
And there's a big, big, big movie coming out on Friday.
Which one?
You know.
Oh, Sisters.
Mm. No.
No. Bigger. No. Bigger.
Chipmunks.
Road chip.
Yeah.
So yesterday, we got to talk to Bella Thorne on a speakerphone.
It wasn't the best quality audio, let's just be honest.
She's in the new Alvin movie of the Road Chip. And she said it's challenging when your co-stars are computer generated.
Sometimes we have little stuffed animals, and then we have the green stuffies, and then we have these little silver and cream balls that come in and do it too, that are all like based on light reflectance, and it's really crucial to your marks and exactly how you're moving and talking. So some of the takes were like barely acting because we're so focused on doing it so specific, and then we get some after takes too.
So you're probably wondering, why is she on the speakerphone?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
And why is she across the room talking into that speakerphone?
That's the same question we had.
We were wondering that, too.
Yeah, we were.
Just to let you know.
By the way, we turned the volume way up on that so you could hear it better.
It was potted all the way up.
Because she was not only on a speakerphone, she was standing across the other side of the room yelling to it.
However, we could hear the guy that was next to the phone clear as day.
Yeah.
Because there was a point during the interview where he came in and he was like, hey, can you hand me over that donut and the coffee real quick? During the interview. But she did great.
I love her.
Also, Kelly was shocked when she found out that Bella and her don't have what she thought they had in common.
I know.
That was shocking, Kelly.
Well, you have such a unique look about you. I love the... I'm a redhead.
Yeah.
Natural, but the older you get, Bella, I'm sorry. You got to break out the box of color. But I love your look, and I just love that you're just different in a sea of, so many little girls go out to Hollywood. They're all these blondes and brunettes, and you're like a redhead, and you embrace it.
I am not a natural redhead.
No!
See? Breaking news.
I did not know that because you pull it off so well.
Thank you. Yeah, my mom's a natural redhead and so is my sister, but I am not.
Crazy.
Who knew?
Yeah.
The audio's so bad, I'll just tell you what she said. When she got Shake It Up Chicago, she was already filming another project where she replaced a girl that was a redhead. So she had to dye her hair red. So that's why when she came to Shake It Up Chicago, she had to stick with the red hair because she was back and forth between projects.
She kept it.
Gotcha. I had no idea. She has the coloring, the skin coloring.
She has a lot of interesting facts, that Bella Thorne.
She did.
Like her first language was Spanish because her dad's Cuban. So that's what.
Cuba.
The Cuba.
Nice.
A Cubano. So there's Bella Thorne. Sorry we couldn't, sometimes the quality of the audio is not as good as
we want it to be. That's anytime I talk to someone on the phone and they're on speakerphone, I always wonder what they're doing.
Maybe she was getting makeup done.
Yeah.
Because then she couldn't have it up to her face. I don't know.
And a lot of the time they try to do that so they protect the questions. And so the publicist will try to break it up. It's not the actor or the artist.
No, I just wonder what what she's doing.
Like, sure,
she's baking something.
She's probably
baking. That's what I'd like to think.
She's probably baking.
Yeah,
something.
Christmas goodies.
Yeah, totally. Rolling some dough, kneading. She was
kneading.
Probably kneading some dough.
She is a needy lady. I knew I was meant to soar. With an open door, I'll go so far. We went on our kids trip. It's been almost a month or over a month. I can't even tell. Time flies.
It's been about a month.
Yeah.
But there was a kid on the trip named Memphis
who is a quadruple amputee.
Mm-hmm.
He had bacterial meningitis when he was really young. His dad noticed, man, his temperature's super high. A lot of us parents, when our kids have a temperature, we just go, oh, you know, we'll let it chill for a minute. We'll see how he's doing in the morning. But Chris, his dad, was something was wrong. So he took him to the hospital. Turned out it was bacterial meningitis. It could have been bad if it weren't for Chris taking him to the hospital.
He had to save his life. They had to amputate his limb.
The acting upon that saved Memphis's life.
And as in so many cases, when there's a sick child, the marriage didn't
work.
So it's just Chris and Memphis, just little daddy and son duo.
Despite what that little kid's going through, he's got the biggest smile on his face, and they have the best relationship, and they have the best attitude.
I mean, you just
want to be around them. I found myself... like at breakfast when you're
drawn
like,
to them.
Where am I going to sit? I like want to go over there and sit by them.
Yeah, they're extremely magnetic. In fact, when I was drawn to them and I was talking to Chris and Memphis, I started realizing his characteristics. Memphis is goofy and he likes to joke around. And the more I interacted with Memphis, the more I came to the realization that, man, he reminds me of somebody that I know.
Really?
He reminds me of somebody that we actually have hung out with, Al. And it finally clicked. I was like, this kid reminds me of like a little tiny Travis Mills.
The army guy. Just in here the other day.
We just had him in. He's an author. He's a motivational speaker. He had his limbs blown up in Afghanistan when he was serving our country. He's one of only five people to survive such injuries. And he's a quadruple amputee, but Travis's attitude is just like Memphis's.
Yeah, he's sarcastic and he's funny, and he makes it more awkward to be funny. He's so cool.
And it's one of those things where I'm like, there's got to be a reason why Travis came into our lives and Memphis came into our lives. I felt like these two people should meet, you know?
It's a great idea.
Sure.
And so my buddy has this foundation called ATF. It's Adaptive Training Foundation. And it started because of Travis Mills.
Right.
He met Travis, and he already had the gym, but he met Travis and saw that, you know, he needed to do some working out. It's not rehab. Rehab is a program you do and you finish it. And
they've is it like adapted CrossFit and things like that?
Adaptive
workouts for weightlifting and just regular workout,
exactly.
Not rehabilitation. But
so basically this started because of Travis. His name is David Vibora. He started this foundation, and he found a way to work out with these veterans that have been injured, and then it went into athletes that have been injured. Now he trains people that are missing legs or arms.
Fantastic.
Just so they could get a workout in. This gym is so cool. You show up and there's people with their prosthetics on. There's wheelchairs everywhere. Everybody's pumping iron. They're all sweating everywhere.
Yeah.
They're motivating each other. And so I told Chris, Memphis's dad, I said, hey, I think it'd be really cool if I got you into my buddy's gym whenever Travis Mills comes to town, so they could see each other.
Yeah.
And he said, absolutely. Turns out Travis was in town. It just matched up. We got it all set up so that they could meet each other.
Very cool.
Here's Memphis's dad, Chris, and he's really happy that Memphis got to experience this.
Memphis doesn't get to be around other people that have had this affliction. You know, I mean, his was medical, and this was done in a war, but it's still the same end result. You know, so just for inspirational and for him seeing that it can be done.
And that's exactly the purpose of this, you know, because Memphis, I'm sure, is not around a lot of quadruple amputees.
Mm-hmm. No.
And for him to be able to see a grown-up quadruple amputee.
And what a hero Travis is, you know.
What a hero he is.
In the face of this. It's someone that he can just idolize that could be his personal hero. Yeah.
So when Memphis walked into the gym, he automatically took over the place because David has a bunch. They use skateboards, those longboards.
Mm-hmm.
They're called Sector 9s. So Memphis walks over, or he waddles over, because he walks on his own. Nobody carries him. He does everything on his own. He goes over to the skateboard, starts skating. Again, Memphis has no arms, no legs. Gets on the board, starts skating, and then gets on and goes across the gym.
Oh, cool.
All on his own.
Watch these videos on Kid TV right now. We got video.
And you see the other athletes in there looking around like, whoa, has this kid been working out a bunch or something? He's like, no, I just like skating. He got on. That was the first thing, and so he was playing around with the skateboard.
Okay.
When Travis walked in, walked in. He's wearing his legs, Travis only wears one arm usually. Uh-huh. He walks in, and the stare coming from Memphis's face was one of awe. What, like, this guy looks like a superhero.
He does,
because he really does, man.
Really does.
He looks like a bionic man. He's just staring at him. He's not saying anything. And his dad, Chris, nudges him and goes, Memphis, what do you want to say to Travis? And he goes, thank you for your service, sir.
Oh.
That was the first thing that Memphis said to Travis.
I am in awe right now watching this video
this is on Kid TV.
Travis takes his prosthetic arm off and gives it to Memphis to try
because
on.
Did you say amazing. Memphis didn't like his prosthetics? They were painful or they're hard for him to wear. Time consuming. It is
it's
a lot
work.
Of work.
So Memphis is so used to the way he goes about life that he doesn't wear his prosthetics very much. And so that was one of the things they wanted to work on to strengthen his core. Yeah. And I think they're going to start doing that with him so that he could eventually be on his legs.
It's just it's necessary for him to learn to do that.
Yeah,
I mean, it's great that he doesn't feel like he needs them. But I think there's going to be a time in life when that's very necessary.
Because he'll be able to drive.
When he wants to drive and things like that.
Yeah. And so he.
And there's
got to
be hygiene. I mean, there's just like, you know, because this kid literally is down on the ground where we walk every day and he is, you know,
on his
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And but when Travis walked in, he was enamored with Travis's arm because it's one of those arms where Travis can twist the hand, he can open and close it.
Yeah.
It's like a robotic
hand.
He
let him try on the robot arm.
So he's staring at the hand, and Memphis is one of those kids that he'll just blurt it out. Like he'll just say it. He goes, "How does that work?" And Travis goes, "JC, come over here." And I'm like, "Okay." So he goes, "Unstrap my arm." And I'm like, "What?" He goes, "Take my arm off." So I'm like, "Are you sure?" And he goes, "Pull my arm down." I'm like, "What?"
Oh, it's not one of those pull my finger gags.
Yeah, I'm like, because Travis plays around with you. Like, I'm thinking, like, he's playing a prank on me right now. I'm like, "Okay." So I'm waiting for the joke, and I pull it off. And he goes, "Look inside my arm. You see those two sensors right there?" And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "JC, run your fingers through them." And I run them, and the hand starts doing all these things. And he goes, "Memphis, do you want to try it?" So he literally lent Memphis a hand. And so Memphis had it put on his arm. It's a left arm. Memphis put it on his right, because why not? And he's sitting there messing around with how the muscle twitches, turn the hand and open it. And he figured out how to open and close the hand.
He figured
out how to spin it. And he spent like an hour playing with the arm.
The coolest thing I've seen right there. That is so cool.
And how cool for Travis to just say, "Yeah, man, use my arm."
That has to be fun for Travis.
Yeah.
You know, I bet he hasn't worked with a lot of kids that, you know, have the same issue going on. Yeah.
Oh, Travis kept texting me after that. And he's like, "Man, we got to." I keep thinking about Memphis and his dad.
You can maybe expand.
My wheels are spinning.
Yeah, expand to children. I mean, this is a neat. Not all amputees are war veterans.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool.
Like there's kids like Memphis.
Amazing, dude.
And the cool thing is, this didn't only help Memphis. It also helped his dad, Chris.
It means a lot. It means a lot. It gives me hope for my son and his future.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of times as a parent, and I'm a single parent, so you feel alone sometimes. You know, and I mean, just all these people running around and just everybody working hard and doing everything. It gives you hope.
And
way to go.
We don't have this on here. We don't have this on here. And speaking of way to go, Travis, Travis didn't want to say anything about this. He didn't want people to know. But I'm going to because
say it anyway.
I'm going to say it because this shows how big of a heart Travis Mills has.
I know.
He didn't have to do this, but what he's going to do for Memphis is he's going to pay for him to go to a camp in Oklahoma.
Oh, that's great.
Where basically they do adaptive training.
That's awesome.
That's
so he gets to spend a few days up there with other kids just like him and adults
that's
like him.
It's one thing to hang out with a bunch of adults who are like you, but to hang out with kids who are like you.
That's going
to
be adults, kids, and they're going to be just like him, and they're going to be working out, and they're going to be...
That is awesome.
You know, getting.
I assume we're going to have this video up on Kid TV or Kid...
Absolutely, if you want to watch this video...
Watch it right now, but...
Of Memphis,
yeah.
Memphis
what
playing
is this gym again that your friend owns?
Adaptive Training Foundation.
So cool. Yeah. This is one of those things I didn't even know this existed, and I've heard you talk about your friend before, and I'm just so blown away seeing this. How cool.
You want to go inside a place with a bunch of heroes? There. Like, you look around, it's hero.
They're doing cool workouts with trainers. And
But this is a nonprofit gym, right? Don't you do fundraisers for it?
He does fundraisers and stuff, so.
Is that going to be a link on Kid Nation?
So we'll put the link up to the gym as well so you can help out. And these kids, and the cool thing is that there's dudes that are training for, like, the NFL or college football. There's everybody's training in there, or there's Olympians training in there. There's a couple of bobsled people that come and train at this gym. So they're training along with these guys.
So you can go.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to.
If you're an athlete and you want to get in shape.
Be an amputee or something like that, you can.
It's for everybody. It's a gym. That's the thing. They want it to be a cool atmosphere for everybody.
Wow, love that.
You tried on the prosthetic legs. Memphis did. Oh, that's awesome.
That is really cool.
Man, that's great.
They have a harness to teach you how to walk so you can stand up straight.
That lifts my spirits right there. That's very cool.
And one last clip we have from Memphis. This is what Memphis now wants for Christmas. He comes in the middle of this.
It's very cool, especially all the devices, all the different prosthetics and things, because each situation is a little different.
Yeah.
You know, and just medically how it's grown. You know, it's amazing to me.
First time you've seen your son with an arm in
10 years. I know what I want for now.
What?
Arm.
He wants an arm.
I mean, seriously, if you think about it, Memphis had his arms and legs removed when he was 6 months old. This is the first time his dad saw him with an arm.
That functioned.
That functioned.
That opened and closed.
And he loved it.
And he loved
it. What an arm. Oh, my, puts
we got to get that kid an arm.
We got to figure it out somehow.
That puts it in perspective. Yeah. Right
he doesn't even want two. He's like, I want
one arm.
You want an iPhone 6? No, this kid wants an arm. We'll have the video up at kidnation.com, including the link to ATF.
So check out that video today when you get to work.
We have the best job. We get to meet so many inspirational people and share their story. I mean, we do a lot of nonsense stuff, too. But
it's just like
that's great right there.
We went to dinner that night with like Travis and his wife and David. And I'm sitting there going like, man, I feel like I'm not even worthy to be around these people. They're so cool.
So you're the one that stole Travis from me.
I didn't steal him.
Last time he hung out with me. Mm-hmm. See, that's the thing. You can't go around stealing people's homeboys.
I didn't steal anybody.
You can't, you know. I was invited to a dinner.
Yeah,
but me and Travis had this little bond thing going.
Al, maybe if you were more into fitness, you could have been part of the squad.
I worked out with him.
It's the fitness squad.
Man.
Oh, yeah, that whole gym thing. Yeah.
All on you.
Again, thank you. Big thank you to Travis Mills for taking time out of his day to come hang out with Memphis. Great.
That is so cool.
Thank you to David Vavor for letting us borrow his gym.
Very cool.
And David said that he would even come in on Saturdays to work out with Memphis because Memphis has school. I mean, everybody's just gathering around Memphis and helping him out.
Awesome.
Bunch of angels.
Oh. What?
Speaking of angels, how about a little Christmas action?
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
I don't know if we'll find what Memphis wants on Craigslist, but there are plenty of gifts to be had. And Psycho Shannon scoured all of Craigslist for us and found you the best deals.
Oh, nice.
And you know what? These are some things that you could potentially give to your loved ones and save Christmas with.
No need
save
to fight the...
Save Christmas.
Save Christmas with Craigslist.
No need to fight the crowds at the mall.
No,
we got you covered,
right? Yeah, just meet in a dark alley for these hot
Craigslist
items.
With cash.
Yeah, cash, and come by yourself, please. We'll do a little Craigslist Christmas for you coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We are 20 minutes away from solving your relationship issues with love letters to Kelly.
Oh, really?
Yay.
Yeah. It's Wednesday.
There's just so much goodness today.
I thought it was Thursday today. It's not. If you're like me, it's not Thursday.
During the commercial breaks, we talk about a lot of stuff. We don't, you know, like on David Letterman's show, they say during the commercial breaks, he wouldn't talk to the guests. It was just complete silence. So they came back on. But we talk.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, we talk.
And we just came up with a great business idea during the commercial break.
Yeah.
If this has not already done, somebody needs to jump on it because Jenna's baking everybody pies.
We were going to jump on it.
Yeah, I made everyone mini pies. I'm still making more. It's my thing. Pies have become my thing. They're hard.
And this could be Jenna's thing. You know, Mrs. Field started a whole empire with cookies.
Yeah.
And this could be Jenna's pie thing. So
it's the pie shop with an attitude.
Right.
You call it Pie Felicia.
Pie Felicia. Isn't that funny?
Don't you think it's trendy?
Isn't that funny?
That's funny.
So I immediately went to piefelicia.com.
And
who's squatting?
Not available.
It's not.
But is it populated?
It just says this website is this webpage is not available.
Okay.
What does that mean?
It means it's not available. Somebody's squatting on it.
Okay. How about my travel?
It says ERR name not resolved.
No,
not resolved.
You're gonna go, Daddy?
It just means there's no site.
I just went to www.piefelicia.com.
They're squatting.
Okay, someone buy it.
So go to GoDaddy real quick.
Let me get it.
I'm going, dude. Hold on.
Or my travel agency, because Jenna, where are you going on Christmas Day?
Dubai.
Yeah, my travel agency only sends you to Dubai. What do you call it? Dubai, Felicia.
What if mine are... Okay, then what if mine are...
It's available. I'm buying it right now.
What if they're breakup pies? That's how...
Buy.
That's a sweet way to say...
Goodbye.
Pie.
Okay, I'm making them. I'm starting it.
Al's buying it real quick for you.
10%.
Hurry, Al, hurry.
All I require is 10-15%. And a pie named after me.
Okay. You guys get your own pies.
Pie, Felicia. That's how you... It's breakup pies.
Breakup pies.
So many good ideas right now.
And you can get different ones just like they do the two streets.
So I can buy this thing.
We don't need to be quiet for you to buy it.
It's still my idea. I'm doing it.
You should. You should.
You guys, it's going to take a lot of time.
We got to get you together with a pie manufacturer.
I've been saying that what I most want is to meet with like a great pastry chef and have a lesson all day. I've just gotten so... I don't like to cook. No chefs. Just pastry. pastry chef. So I just need someone, a little bit of guidance. I got the pies. I need some people to help me out. What else?
I changed my password.
We should have
left. Oh,
Al. Somebody else buy it. Dang it. Somebody bought it.
Now.
Dang it. Here goes our business venture.
I got it.
While you buy it.
I got it.
Okay, you got it. Good. This time tomorrow morning.
You know how to spell?
It's time for.
How are you spelling it?
P-I-E.
At this time tomorrow morning.
No.
Guys.
How do you spell Felicia?
F-E-L. I don't know.
C-I-C-I-A.
It's I. F-E-L-I-C-I-A.
Oh, my goodness. Gosh. Wait, it's over. The business is over. I'm sorry,
yeah,
John.
I got it. F-E-L-I-C-I-A.
Okay. This time tomorrow morning.
I'm a nervous wreck.
We will play you our breaking and entering from this year. And we switched it up. Normally, we break into a house. This year, we decided to break into a fire station. And, of course, this happened.
Uh-oh. Is there a fire?
We have a call. Yep, there was a call right in the middle of breaking and entering, but it happens. We'll play the complete story and introduce you to the family tomorrow morning at this time. It's our yearly breaking and entering with a little twist. We switched it up. And if you yourself, if you need some Christmas presents, boy, do we have your back because it's time.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
These are the gifts that nobody else will get because they're one of a kind.
That's right.
You know?
They're unique.
You don't
it
want...
shows that you put a lot of thought into the person receiving it.
Exactly, Kelly Raspberry. Like, how about this?
How about what?
Nail clipper costume. Homemade.
Nail clipper costume?
Yes, ma'am. This is made of the highest quality parts that the National Ace Hardware has to offer. Oh, is that PVC I smell? Nah, son. That's half-inch CPVC all day. Why is it so stiff? That's because it's constructed with triple-ply cardboard. That's why. And straight Reynolds wrap, too. Shiny side up. Spring-operated for speedy clipping. Lightweight for stealth and mobility. There are caveats. You won't win the costume contest. Women won't flock to you. I added toe smell. Come get this thing. I spend way too much time building nonsense, and you are being rewarded. Best offer.
Well, that's one of those things. Once you wear it once, you can't wear it again. So how nice of you to be able to put it up on a site as prestigious as Craigslist so you can share the joy.
It's really realistic looking. You could even add little razors at the end.
I would not do that. That would be very dangerous.
Well, that would be super realistic.
Especially on Halloween night.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
All right. Dun, dun. Here we go.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
We're giving Al a pass. He's still over there trying
I'm doing it.
We gave this to the worst person ever.
Yeah.
Well, I had to change some stuff.
Okay. We should have let Amy do it in the back.
Just let her do
it. I got it.
Okay, I'll go.
Go ahead.
Are you tired of not being able to row a boat for longer than a few hundred yards?
Yes.
Shake weight. Are you tired of not being able to open delicious jars of pickles?
All the time.
Shake weight. Did you enter yourself into a volleyball tournament with a group of friends, but you secretly can't hit the ball over the net and are afraid you might just save yourself the embarrassment and break your ankle so you have a solid excuse?
Sad to admit it, but yes.
Shake weight.
So.
Want to turn your 22s into 357s so when you take ladies to the gun show, they're actually impressed?
Yes.
Shake weight. Get your lazy self up and get yours today. Must include a worthy response stating why you want the shake weight. And guess what? This is free to the person who has the most worthy response. A free shake weight.
I had a shake weight that was stolen because it's that cool.
Did it work?
Yes.
No.
Because when you're doing that motion,
it's good.
It's isolated. What is it?
It's isolated.
For the core, right?
And it gets your quick twitch going.
I mean, if you feel a little bit sore after doing it, that means it's working.
Yeah.
Well, this is free. Free shake weight.
Free?
I like that one. Free, Al.
All that. Yes.
Jenna, right. What you got?
Oh, my gosh. How about a free semi-chewed up chair? My dog ate part of my chair, and he doesn't seem sorry about it. The chair works fine if you throw a blanket over the hole, naughty dog not included. It's actually a really great recliner. You could probably recover it, but the lab is sitting next to the side of it, and he looks so ashamed. He has torn a hole in the chair.
Okay, those dog shaming photos hurt my feelings. I feel bad because some of those puppies look really sad.
They should be sad.
But it hurts my feelings.
They screwed up.
They should be humiliated for what they've done.
I love the notes that the owner's right next to them.
Y'all ready?
Yeah, Al. Yeah.
Oh, Al, did you take care of business over there?
It's done. It's done.
Okay.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
Did you mess up the song?
I did.
Okay.
Al.
This, y'all know I like cars.
Yeah.
It's a 1991 Geo Tracker Batmobile. Yes, with the logo on the doors and everything. One-of-a-kind customized Geo Tracker with only 125,000 gently used miles on it. It's a four-wheel drive, four-cylinder, runs great, roof comes off to make it a convertible. Lots of LED lights on the back of it. It took a lot of time and manpower to create this car, over a year making it. Also has good tires and chrome mag wheels. Please call Ron.
Ron, I don't know if I want to meet up with Ron.
Ron, I might have to buy a Batmobile, y'all.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
Make sure you use the safe zones that the police department has in store for us with Craigslist.
Okay.
If you want to buy this, a restored gnome. Maybe haunted.
Ooh!
I received this from my grandmother, and she was in pretty rough condition.
The grandmother or the gnome?
The gnome and the grandmother, probably. Filled in holes with plumber's epoxy. What is that? Is that the fluffy stuff? You probably know. You go to the Home Depot all the time. Painted with waterproof paint, all plants seem to die around him. Preferred nesting zone for spiders. Makes children uncomfortable. Dang. Small chance of possession.
Oh, it's possessed.
Yeah.
That makes it more intriguing.
It's way creepy. So if you're that old person who hates children, don't want them to come over to your yard, I highly suggest this gnome.
Well, I've got a good one, and I think somebody should snatch this up. Because, you know, some people who are rabid Kiss fans.
Yeah.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
Or Kissmas.
Gene Simmons Kiss Chair. Now, this chair was made for an art class in college. This is for someone who really, you've bought them every piece of Kiss memorabilia you can possibly find. I guarantee you, the person who loves Kiss in your life does not have this chair. This chair has seen a few years in a basement, but if someone wants it, it is yours for free. If not, it's going in the garbage. It's one of those situations where you just got to clean up the house and make room. That is not... Come on. Now, we're looking at it on Kid TV. That was an art project, but that is for the Kiss lover who has everything.
There is a small potential after looking at the picture of the chair. Small potential that the drunk girl at the party will end up making out with it.
It features chest hair made out of moss, 3D carved styrofoam tongue, and real boots.
Real boots. That's the selling point right there.
So it's free to someone who would love it. Otherwise, this piece of art's going in the trash.
Don't throw it away. Help it stay.
Go ahead. You got one more?
No, we got Jenna right here, and then you.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
Not sure what was into our Craigslist searcher. But this is a troll doll idol. What's it like to be weightless? Rare opportunity to own a piece of meta history. Feel the rhythm, feel the ride. Let's get it going. It's bobsledding time. Troll is approximately 5 feet tall, 3 feet wide, 4 feet deep. Troll is throwing double deuces while wearing accessorizable, cactus peace sign necklace, which you could wear to a party. Troll only attracts good vibes. Will require a truck to pick up.
That's a big troll.
That's a scary troll.
That is a scary troll with bone
legs.
It looks
like a Buddha troll.
It's like those things, those paper things they stick on turkey legs, like the paper crowns on the turkey legs.
It's
I don't think I want that.
I don't want that.
It's got boobs.
I get the appeal of trolls to certain people. That one is not appealing.
I don't want that at all.
It's got a gonzo nose, like from the Muppets.
It's a scary troll.
It's got boobs.
That, again, that's somebody's art project gone wrong.
And then it's missing feet, but the bones are sticking out.
I don't like that.
I don't like that. That scares me. Big Al Mack, you have one last one for us?
Got one more, short and sweet.
Okay.
20 tins of holiday popcorn minus caramel corn. Comment, you know damn well what happened to all that caramel corn.
Yeah, that's the best one.
Oh, man. I'm more of a cheese corn guy myself. The cheese popcorn is one I love.
I need the caramel corn.
You do a caramel guy? Yeah. Oh, I get down with the cheese. I might buy those. Coming up next, it's time for Love Letters to Kelly. And someone needs help deciding who they should take to their company Christmas party, Kelly.
Oh.
Ooh, more than one option. First world problems.
That is a problem.
We'll get to Love Letters to Kelly next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I love when the mics are on and Kelly and I are talking. Don't say anything. I won't say anything.
Seriously, don't you say anything.
Now we want to know.
See, but this is what we get for saying stuff. Like when Kelly has a brilliant idea.
Stupid mouth. I think a listener swiped.
You did.
Because Al, with his out-of-date credit card, listener took half Alicia.
Someone took it. If you want to sell it to us, or if you were doing it as a favor, hopefully
sometimes
you'll contact us.
I had a very nice listener when I was hacked. The hackers took my Instagram, and there was some little lapse. And I went on Facebook, and I was like, you know, these vulgar messages are going out. And a listener swooped in, grabbed back my Instagram, and gave it back to me, just being nice.
For the low, low price of $1,000.
No, she gave it back to me for free. And she gave me gave me the temporary password she used.
Oh, wow.
Super nice thing to do.
So looking out for each other.
So if a listener just stole pie, you know you're not going to do anything with pie, Felicia. You know you're not. You're just doing that to see if you can
you
do
stole it.
I'm
starting a business, and
Jenna's going to start this business.
I went ahead. Yeah, I'm not going to talk about the business because I got a lot to get up and running.
People steal that too, Jenna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'll let you guys know as that comes along, but I went ahead and bought pies over guys.
There you go. That's done.
Okay.
You want to hear the domains that I own?
Yeah.
Sure, Al.
Definitely.
These are ideas you've had in the past and you never did anything with
them? Because you got on your GoDaddy account. Is that what happened? Yeah, that's where I just signed up on.
And apparently I accidentally bought PieFelicia.info, PieFelicia.net, and PieFelicia.org just now.
Yeah,
we want to start an organization?
They offer it up.
I was trying to do it so fast. Yeah. I was trying to do it so fast, so I accidentally bought those.
PieFelicia.net wouldn't be bad.
No, they offer it up for you to buy those to protect your domain when
you did
do .com.
Yeah, I own Big Al.
Well, they're usually to go along with the .com.
I own BigAlGear.com. I think one time I was going to do a clothing line or something. I own BigAlSportsCafe.com.
A sports cafe?
I was going to do another one. And I own BishopArtsSportsCafe.com.
Oh.
A recent dream that fell apart.
Sorry, Al.
GoodPieFelicia.com.
You did buy. I told him he couldn't get pie. I said good pie. Like good goodbye, GoodPieFelicia.com.
I own MattMumbleBee.com.
What is that?
Gonna have the mumbling spelling bee.
From the spelling bee, what do you call it? The spelling bee.
Scripts, yes.
And I was gonna do a spelling bee at the bar, but call it the mumble bee.
You know, why did you need a website for a bar promotion?
I don't know, Jenna. It was like $5 or whatever. So I said, let me go ahead and buy it.
Did you by chance buy the bikini pub crawl for people with cancer and stuff.org?
I may have let that one expire.
Okay.
I've had more, but I've always let them go. You know, like if I don't do anything with it in a year or two, I just let it go.
We're about to get to Love Letters to Kelly, but real quick, a text message from Emily.
Okay.
Of all the people on the show, and then she screams at us, why in the world is Al buying the site?
I know.
This is the same person who can't figure out if the earth or the universe is bigger.
Hey, you know what?
Let's just put it into perspective. Al has a GoDaddy account. He spent so long during that break trying to figure out his login that I've never even been to GoDaddy, and I managed to get on there and come up with another name. Pies Over Guys.
When Kelly got hacked, and we started talking about passwords and stuff, I changed a lot of
all
my
of
passwords.
Them?
So I changed that one. I have a page that I can go. Okay, we got to go.
We got to go out? Okay, we got to do a little love letters to Kelly.
Yeah,
ready?
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I was dumped about 2 months ago.
Aww.
She was a single 22-year-old mom, and she felt she needed to focus all of her attention on her son.
Well, good.
I'm a 23-year-old graduate student, so I know I'm young, and things will get better. The issue here, though, is that she still has a number of my things at her place.
Oh.
While most of it is just my shorts and T-shirts, my old laptop filled with important schoolwork from past classes is also among the items. The first 2 weeks after the breakup, I kept trying to meet up so we could give each other's things back, but she kept saying she was too busy and couldn't meet. Eventually, she started to ignore my calls and texts, and the last thing she said to me was, I'll let you know when I'm free. This was 3 weeks ago, and still no word. How much longer should I wait, Josh?
You just show up, Josh. I mean, that's enough.
No. P.S. She lives with her mom and sister, and I'm trying to avoid going over and having an awkward encounter with them.
Well, it's just going to be awkward for a minute, and then you got your stuff back.
Yeah.
be a grown up and say, look, I'm sorry to bother you, mm-hmm. but I've been trying to get up with your daughter for a while to get my stuff back. If I could please get my stuff back. It's awkward for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Put on your big boy pants, buckle them, maybe cinch them at the waist a little bit tighter and go over there and get your stuff back.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't just like a pair. You got a laptop over there. You need to get the stuff. You're both being immature. How about that?
Ooh.
I mean, come on. Stuff is awkward and uncomfortable. That's what being an adult is dealing with awkward, uncomfortable stuff.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have my company holiday party coming up this Friday.
Yay.
And I'm wondering.
Ooh, last minute, dude.
I know. What are your thoughts regarding qualifications for the company party date? I think it makes a statement that the relationship is serious. My girlfriend tells me otherwise. Please help.
Hmm.
So you don't want to take your girlfriend?
Doesn't sound like it.
That's what it's sounding like. He's saying she's not serious enough in his life to go with him to the party. That's what I'm gathering.
Hmm.
Ooh.
I don't know.
What are the qualifications? Didn't it just go with
it's
me?
Like you,
and don't make a fool of yourself?
You have to be, yeah, you have to take someone who knows how to handle their liquor,
uh-huh.
knows how to conduct themselves in a professional setting.
And can complete a sentence.
Yes, and won't dress like a little whore at your office Christmas party. No, wear something classy. Limit, you know, a woman that you won't have to be embarrassed by. It doesn't matter how long you've been with someone. I used to go to people's, like a friend of mine who needed a date for his Christmas party.
Yeah.
And he would take me because he knew I knew how to conduct myself. He didn't have a girlfriend, but you don't want to go to those things by yourself.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be a love situation. It's just somebody that can
but not too much fun.
Yeah. No, it's got to be somebody that knows how to act.
Like, basically what you're saying, if you take somebody to a holiday party is, I'm willing to make out with you at the end of the night.
He's afraid she's going to think the relationship's too serious is what it sounds like.
Yeah. Like, basically, you're just willing to make out with each other. It's not like you're going to get married.
I think it's more, I don't think it's about even that.
It's
it's like more, you just want
don't
to have a date.
Me.
Yeah,
yeah, like you just want to have someone to go with you.
It's not like introducing her to your parents. And that's a different level. This is just an office Christmas party.
And somebody that's social, because you don't want to be that guy that has a date that just sits there and doesn't talk to anybody, doesn't engage in conversation. You know what I'm saying? Just be a pleasant date for people.
It's cool if you can walk away from your date for about 10 minutes and know that everything's cool.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be all right talking to people.
They're going to be fine.
Yeah, that's the best date.
So there's, looking over there at my date, and she's like,
there's your qualifications.
There's your qualifications. Got them.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am 22 years old.
Those young people today.
And a first-year law student, and I have a huge crush on one of my best friends here.
Mm-hmm.
I've never really dated anyone because I've been so busy preparing for law school and realized I don't know how to act around him. I'm not a shy person at all, and yet whenever he is around, I literally don't know how to speak. I've noticed that I've reverted back to my 13-year-old boy crazy self, but I don't know what to do about it. Once finals are over, I want to tell him how I feel, but I don't know how to go about doing that. Help me. Please.
Why do you got to tell him how you feel? That's like stuff in romantic comedy movies. It always is awkward and awful. Why you got to tell somebody how you feel? Why can't you just like start casual conversations with them and just, you know, like, hey, do you need a study buddy for the final? Do you need, you know, a group of us are going over to the library to, you know, cram for this.
Because we
final
see movies
test.
Where
know,
people
movies.
Go with all through school without talking. At the end of the school year, they're like, I'm in love with you.
No,
I've always
don't
been
do
in love
that.
With you. And then it's like, that's not going to play out
don't
well.
Don't do that because you don't have a screenwriter who's going to give you a happy ending. That's awkward and awful. You just get a group together where it's two or three of you.
Yeah.
And he's one of her fellow students, right?
Yep.
We're all going to go over to Starbucks and we're going to try to cram for this test. And if you'd like to join us and make it real casual and then just be your natural, fun, bubbly self. And don't tell them how you feel.
Why not?
That's weird.
Now, if you're telling somebody how you feel and you're not even dating.
Because sometimes people need a minute to process it.
She's too shy to even speak to him.
Yeah.
Loses her voice. But she wants me to tell her how to tell him how she feels. That's a disaster waiting to happen.
Don't do that.
Warm him up to it.
Don't do that.
No, warm him up to it, you know?
Yeah.
Is it cool to
show him your personality by having him in group settings with you, doing things.
If he likes you, he'll catch on.
Is it cool to do a little white lie? Like if she says, let's go to do the study group, and then nobody shows up. Oh, I don't know what happened, and it's just them two?
It doesn't have to be a study group. Just, you know, it can even be like, hey, are you doing, I work better if I'm studying with someone. Are you doing anything? If you just want it to be the two of you.
Don't dupe him. I don't
but
like being duped
in the
dates.
then you know he's not interested.
Yeah, there you go.
Because a guy who's sort of interested would be like, yeah, he doesn't care what it is you're asking him to do, he'll do it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
We will do whatever.
So do you need a, you know, I'm really worried about this final. Would you, you know, and I like bouncing stuff off people. Would you, do you want to?
That's for later.
Yeah. Why is that bad?
I want to see if this quarter will bounce off your abs.
That's the only advice I have to give you, but I don't tell him. I've had a crush on you for 6 months, and I think I love you. That will creep him out.
Yeah, it will.
And now we know what Al likes to do on his dates. He likes to bounce quarters off of his
off of my abs.
Off of that. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, make sure you go to kidnation.com. That's KIDDnation.com. And hopefully we'll read it for you next Wednesday.
All right.
No, we won't.
No, we won't. We're on vacation when we come back.
Yeah, bye.
There you go.
Bye.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So if you've been listening to the show, you know that Big Al Mac is a huge Blake Shelton fan. It's now getting to the point of stalking.
No, not stalking. Just wanted to do something nice for a buddy.
Yeah.
I guess I can call him a buddy. I met him once, so he's a buddy.
And okay.
And it made me happy to do this for him because I think this was something that he would need and appreciate.
Because he likes saving people.
He likes saving people. Every time he goes to Oklahoma, you hear about him pulling somebody out of water or mud or something. And this last time he had to go home and get his tractor. So I said, you know what this guy needs? I have one. It's a winch on the front of your truck. It would be great. That way when he's tooling around Oklahoma, that's what people do in Oklahoma.
They tool around.
They tool around.
Okay.
And he could just, right there on the spot, he sees somebody stuck, he could use his winch. So I went and got him a winch.
Now, if I remember correctly, he had a winch. It was just not strong enough for that particular mud case.
I have no evidence of that.
And then he got a tractor for it, right?
As far as I know, he doesn't have a winch. So if he can always take it back up to the store and exchange it for something. That's fine. It's up to him.
So that you bought this winch from Home Depot?
Yeah. Actually, I got it from...
Online or whatever?
Yeah, I got it at the four-wheel place.
Okay, so you went to
like a legit place where I got mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you've had this thing at work now for, I think, 3 days?
2 days.
Two days?
I brought it here yesterday, yeah. And so I knew I could buy it, but I don't know where to send it. I was like, what? Maybe I call this record rep. But I don't know. They probably don't see each other very often. And so
his record rep.
Maybe I should send it to The Voice. Well, The Voice is over now.
Yeah, it's over.
So maybe I should just send it somewhere in Oklahoma. I know when he goes to Oklahoma, people say, I saw Blake. It's no big deal. He saw him at so and such and such a bar. Well, I don't know what bar that is, but I bet if Blake came to my bar, you could send anything for him to my bar to me, and I would make sure he got it. So there's got to be that equivalent in Oklahoma where he hangs out, where he lives.
Okay, so if you're a Blake Shelton fan and you want to get some to him, drop it off at Al's bar.
or if you want to help me get what I got for Blake to him, if you know the bar that he hangs out at, just let me know.
Because we have one bar that you heard he hangs out at.
Yes.
And
Mill, what's the name? Mill something? Millburn?
I don't know, but the Maydill?
That's it.
We're being told that it's not pronounced Maydill, it's Madill.
Like Madea.
Like Madill.
Okay.
Madill.
You can text us, right, by the way, 800-543-3548. Because it's getting to crunch time now. Because Christmas is only 9 days away.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously you can get it to him after Christmas. But I want to make sure that it actually gets to him.
Now, you have Blake's gift. Do you have our gifts ready to go? Because tomorrow is your day to hand out gifts.
Actually, I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Big Al Mac got done early.
I got a notification that something was dropped off today. I'm thinking that was Jenna's gift. So
nice.
So I didn't check to see what it was yet, but it's there. But hers is coming in like 3 different boxes.
Oh.
I get 3 boxes?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I may consolidate it once it gets here, but it's like 3 different things. I mean,
it's all for
one thing, but.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah. Yours is in a few boxes too, Al.
Wow. Whoa. All right then.
This is from the text. The sheer excitement in Big Al's voice talking about Blake is like a kid on Christmas morning.
It is.
How do you want to get, like, what do you need Kid Nation to do to get a hold of Blake? Do you need us to hashtag something to Blake? Do you need us to write Blake? What do you want?
Sure. You can hashtag, let's see, what's a good one? Gift for Blake. Big Al's Christmas gift for Blake. That's kind of long.
That's too long.
That's too long. Help me, Kelly. You're good at this.
I don't know.
Oh, God. No help when it comes to
talk
Blake.
Talk to Al. Hashtag talk to Al, and they write it to him.
I don't support this.
You know, Kelly thinks you're being a psycho.
Blake's winch. Blake's Christmas gift. Merry Christmas, Blake. I don't know. What do y'all think?
I don't. This is your gift, so it's got to be special coming from you.
Blake's winch. Sure. Blake's winch.
So you want Kid Nation to write Blake
and say, Big Al bought you a Christmas gift. Where should he send it? What Where should he send? I don't care. It could be a PO box.
Did you send him a photo sitting on your bench with the winch?
Oh, sitting on the bench with the winch.
Sitting on the bench with the winch. I can support that.
Al, I think you should do this. I got it. Just boom, light bulb. So what? Creative this morning. I think that you should sit out on that bench you made until we get a hold of Blake. I think you know how people like from radio stations will get up on billboards and they're like, I'm going to stay up here for a month and the news will do stories on you.
Uh-huh.
I think you should sit out there on the bench with a winch until we hear back from
Blake. I don't think the news is going to come cover that, Jenna.
They might. No, I think they will.
Sort of like stand-up piece, you know, where you just are like, you're going to be out there camping out until you hear from him. Because that will really get a lot of attention.
Okay. Buy a billboard.
Yeah.
On the way to
something like that.
That's crazy, Al. That's too much.
Yeah. If you buy a billboard saying, Blake, I have your present, and then put Love Big Al.
Love to Big Al. Okay. That's a little much.
Sincerely, Big Al, whatever. And then put your Twitter handle on it.
He's tweeted me. We've tweeted.
Then I don't understand why it's so difficult to get a hold of him. Because you got to do something loud.
Al's on the list.
Why don't you just tweet at Blake Shelton and say, hey, I got you a winch. Where do you want me to send it? And see what happens.
All right.
Maybe he'll direct message you.
Yeah.
Somebody in Kid Nation.
Just tweet him and say, I got you. Yeah.
Somebody's
got
to know Blake. Like, close.
Right. You could have sent it to the Voice Studios.
If that doesn't work, I
think you should get naked and with the winch and covering yourself.
No,
you got to be bold.
No, naked with the winch.
Naked with the winch and be like, Blake, this is
That's cute. Weird. That's weird.
Okay. Then you would have to ship it back. If you send it to LA, you'd have to ship it back.
You
want to
get his attention.
Oklahoma.
Yeah. I want to get his attention, but I don't want to be weird.
So, oh, yeah. That's not weird.
Buying a Christmas gift is not weird.
It is buying a winch. It's extravagant and not necessary because he has one.
And it weighs like 100 pounds.
I don't know that he has one.
He does. Everybody says he has one.
Well, he's probably got, he needs another.
Everybody that knows him says he has one. And when the winch that he had wasn't strong enough to pull the people out of the truck, he went and got his tractor.
But let me have this. I don't want much. This is my
gift.
You just
waste so much money.
This is my gift to Blake. It's better to give.
He'd be happier if you bought him a beer.
Saved you a lot of money there.
Hopefully we can get a beer. I consider him a beer. A beer and a winch.
Oh,
you've
cool name.
Over, you've crossed
cool
name over to bar. Psycho Land now.
Beer and a winch. That's beer cool name for a bar, yeah.
Come on. We want to do a little curveball here with a bit we normally do. Usually we do first world problems, but today we want to do Christmas problems.
Oh, okay.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
Al's got a Christmas problem. He's got a huge present. He spent a lot of money on it for Blake Shelton. Can't get it to him.
Can't get it to him.
Christmas problem.
Hashtag Christmas problem.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will get to your lovely Christmas problems coming up next.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
I'm Big Al Mack.
Yo.
Joy wrote us.
Okay.
Sent the text saying, Big Al, you should put out the hashtag pull me out, Blake. That could be your hashtag right there.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Nothing else you've done is weird.
I'm not trying to be weird. I'm just being nice. Just being homies. That's what homies do.
Okay.
That's what buddies do.
It's one-sided homies.
That's all right.
All right. Let's get to these right here.
All right.
We're doing Christmas problems today.
Christmas problem.
Yeah. It's like our first world problems, but these are Christmas related. Like this one right here.
Okay.
My grandmother always buys me clothes that I'll grow into. I'm 30. Hashtag Christmas problems.
Maybe she thinks you're eating too much.
That's funny.
I got one.
That's
okay.
Funny.
JC, you know I ordered your gift from London.
Yeah.
London.
And you are the only person that would like this gift.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
And upon checking this morning, it says it was delivered yesterday at 4:55, but it definitely wasn't delivered to me.
No.
Or somebody stole it.
They stole it?
Oh, I hope they didn't steal it.
We'll see.
Oh,
or maybe it's at the FedEx place.
You know what? That happened to a friend of mine. The company said, your package has been delivered. She went outside. She went down the street. At 2 o'clock in the morning, it arrived. They said it had already been delivered.
Oh, good.
But in the middle of the night, they delivered it.
Okay.
So maybe.
Well, we'll see
maybe.
How this plays out, but it would be very entertaining if it was delivered to someone else.
It.
So
oh.
Christmas problems.
Man.
Uh-huh. Heartbreak.
Let's go to Lupita.
Hi.
Hey,
Lupita, welcome to Christmas Problems.
So I wasted all my pre-cut tape on the first gift. So I had to pull and cut all the tape to wrap the rest of my gifts. Hashtag Christmas Problems.
Oh, man.
How'd you make it, Lupita?
I don't know.
I'm still not making it. I still have other gifts to wrap.
Uh-huh.
So.
I'm just too lazy to go and get another one.
Get more tape.
They need to invent the licking wrapping paper. You lick it and it gets sticky.
Self-adhesive wrapping paper?
Like envelopes.
That'd be hard. It'd get really... You don't wrap all the presents, obviously, because it wouldn't work.
Right.
The way you have to fold and do stuff.
Great thought.
The white part of the wrapper is sticky, so anytime you lick it, it gets sticky.
Yeah, but it's underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great thought, JC.
I just need a little tweak. I wish the wrapping paper was...
Bless his heart.
...flavored and scented, like scratch and sniff. Do they have that?
Maybe.
That'd be fun for the kids. Give them something to do before they open the present. Just scratch and sniff this paper
for
a bit.
Right. Ashley, what's going on with your Christmas problem?
This year, things are a little tight for Christmas, and I went and bought my husband a Christmas present anyways, and now I don't know what to do because I don't want him to feel bad since I got him something and he's not going to get me anything.
Oh, it's tricky.
Oh, man.
Oh, that
what
is
do
a Christmas
you do with
problem.
That?
I think you still give it to him. He'll be excited.
I think he'll be excited. I just don't know how to go about doing it.
I wish I had a solution for you.
We don't have a solution for you, but you are a great wife.
Yeah.
That's what you are.
Thanks.
You have a Merry Christmas, Ashley. Thank you so much. Yeah, my wife said since we have to get rid of pests in our attic, she said no Christmas presents for each other this year. But then she'll say, oh, I want this for Christmas, like 10 minutes later. Like, I thought we're not getting each other presents.
I love Kenzie. Short memory span.
I know. Hey, Pam, we're doing Christmas problems.
Oh, hey, how are y'all?
We're doing great.
What's your Christmas problem?
I tend to buy presents all year long and stuff them in my closet.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it comes to pulling them out, I don't know where they all are. And I'll find things from 3 years ago or 4 years ago. So they get them anyway. Plus, I've bought more.
Oh, my gosh.
Probably. That's why I stopped doing that.
Yeah.
I stopped doing that.
You forget. Yeah.
Well, I had a daughter that was born during the holidays, so I don't procrastinate.
Yeah.
So, you know, you tend to, you know, get everything ahead of time. So, you know, everybody ends up getting fashionable clothes that were fashionable four years ago.
Thank you, Pam. Merry Christmas.
Eventually it'll come back around.
Yeah, right.
I used to buy stuff on sale in, you know, March, April, such great deals for this person. And then by the time December comes around, it's like, oh, I don't know if they like it. It doesn't look like that person anymore.
Yeah.
And stuff all this crap. You know?
And the worst part about it is when you take it back to return
it.
You can't.
That's another thing. You can't exchange any of that.
Leslie, yours has to do with a sweater?
Yes. Hi.
Hello.
I'm in college. After 12 years out of school, I got to college, and we did this ugly Christmas sweater contest. So I took this actually fashionable sweater and made it as ugly as possible, get to school, and... a lot of people didn't do it, so they canceled the contest. So I was stuck in this ugly sweater all day.
Oh, no.
Christmas problem.
Yeah, big time Christmas problem.
And you're older than the rest of the kids.
Oh, man, Leslie, I'm sorry.
That's funny. That's funny.
Dang. They do that all the time.
Oh, my God.
We'll take one more here.
This lady was telling me yesterday at the bar about this couple that she bought some monogram towels for Christmas.
Yeah.
And before they got here, they got divorced. Or separated or whatever.
Yeah, so. Don't, you know, I have so many
if you have a marriage
wedding
problem, you
presents.
Let your friends
don't,
know.
Give, don't give monogram stuff for wedding
gifts.
Yeah,
you never know.
Because then you're stuck with
them. Yeah, forever.
Forever.
Unless you find somebody else with those exact same
initials. I've got some very fine crystal that was monogram. I'm just using it for every day now. Because I got to use it. It's just sitting there.
I know you're not going to let it go to waste, girl.
No way you are.
No.
We'll take one more here from Cody. Cody, what's your Christmas problem?
So each year... I live in a small town, so they arrange trees out in front of our grocery store from like 4 foot all the way up to like 8 feet.
Mm.
And we went in this year to buy a tree. It was marked 6 foot. It seemed a little overhyped, but we got it anyway. Got it home, got it all unbundled, got all the strings off of it, so it branched out all nice.
Yeah.
Decided to bring it inside, and we have 9 foot ceilings, and it touches our ceiling. So we had to cut our Christmas tree down this year.
Oh,
man, you got
and
first
we
world
had problem. To trim it down, so it now sits probably at 6 feet, but our star almost touches the roof.
That is a Christmas problem. Right
first world Christmas problem.
Yeah. First world voice. Christmas problem
yeah.
right there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cody. Merry Christmas. And Jenna, you just got a text.
Oh,
from
I did. I got
Steven.
A text from my best Jewish guy friend who says they have their traditions on Christmas as well. And Steven says, I can't decide which of the two Chinese food restaurants to eat at on Christmas Day. Hashtag Jewish on Christmas problems. They eat Chinese food.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.